I-27 4CC out at Emerald at the moment, and he's with the Deputy Prime Minister. G'day to our federal member for Flynn Ken O'Dowd.
Hello, good morning, listeners.
And you're out at Emerald at the moment.
Yeah, we're out at Emerald prior to we go to Canberra for the budget, so it's busy times indeed. Further to that, I've had Angus Taylor and Glaston talking about gas, and of course, Keith Pitt, during the week we visited Curramine. So it's humming along, and of course, coal prices have reached record prices. I've never seen prices for coal so high in all my life. The demand for coal and gas is really, it's been expanded so much since what's happened in Europe and the sad things in Ukraine and Russia.
Yeah.
Where Russia cut off the supply, but it's, the coal price and gas price just gone through the roof. It's just unbelievable. Yeah. At the moment, gas and coal, strong demand. And we're in the box seat because we've got the best coal in the world, the cleanest coal in the world, and of course our gas prices are good.
Yeah. Mate, I got a press release from you earlier in the week about the Telstra towers or phone towers and also wireless internet. There's going to be a boost.
There's going to be a boost. We're putting $480 million into boosting our network services, and this will help faster downloads, higher speed, expand the distances from the mobile towers that the towers have been covering. That should be all good, and we won't have those situations once the money's been spent. And, of course, the telcos are putting their money into it too because they realise there's a few shortfalls with the service from mobile phones. But the fixed wireless is going to be much, much better when we get all our investments coming to home to roost. You say that even Barney Point is bad.
It's good news for CQ because when they download the iHeartRadio app to listen to 4CC online now and get us in stereo, that's just going to be a little bit better for them.
Yes, that's right, yeah.
Mm. Speaking of money, budget's next Tuesday.
It's going to be a very interesting budget. It's probably one of the most important budgets Australia has faced with the pandemic of the COVID and the money that the government spent on propping up of work of the work and helping businesses in dire straits and show societies that haven't been able to function properly, JobKeeper, JobSeeker, all those things have run the budget ragged. We've nearly got $1 trillion worth of debt. We can't keep going. We're lucky that the interest rates are low. But there's no saying, Pamela, that they're going to keep low, is there?
You know, no. And there's some cashback bonuses too, mate. Is that right?
Yes.
But that's before the budget team been handed down. That's already been decided.
Yes. There's always a few leaks, and it all comes up on the one night because there's a lot of things to take into account. So the Treasurer does leak things like that. Watch his face, but the big announcements will be on Tuesday night. Barnaby Joyce with me in Emerald today. He's just announced this week a big budget for dams, more dams in North Queensland.
Mm-hmm.
And today, more roads, strategic roads, the Rossi, out of the Rossi Agreement, which is roads for strategic. Be good for cattle people and be good for anything manufactured in the West. We can get it closer to exporting to our ports and main roads down to Brisbane and to Gladstone.
All right, Ken. Look, thanks for your time once again. Right, and we'll catch up again next week.
Okay, well, I'll talk to you from Canberra next week, Cameron.
Good on you, Ken.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
Our federal member for Flynn, Ken O'Dowd, there on 4CC.